Manipur, fresh ethnic clashes in India state after six bodies found, date modified colon 2024-11-18T0736:56.168Z, description colon violence has once again disrupted the fragile peace of the northeastern state at the center of ethnic violence, comma dot. Fresh ethnic clashes in India's Manipur after six bodies found, Getty Images, protesters run past a burning vehicle in Imphal on Saturday. India's northeastern state of Manipur is on high alert after authorities recovered the bodies of six women and children, who reportedly belonged to the majority Maitiyai community. Maitiyai groups have alleged that they were kidnapped and murdered by armed groups of the minority Kuki group. The police, however, have not confirmed this. The news sparked a fresh wave of violent protests, prompting authorities to snap internet services in some parts of the state over the weekend. The two ethnic groups have been locked in a deadly ethnic conflict since last May, which has killed 200 people and displaced thousands. On Saturday, protesters ransacked and torched the houses and offices of at least a dozen lawmakers, mostly from the state's governing Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP. Police have arrested 23 people in connection with the violence, and authorities have imposed an indefinite curfew and suspended internet services in Maitiyai-dominated Imphal Valley and Bishnupur district. At least 20 people, both Kukis and Maitis, have died in flare ups that have erupted between the two ethnic groups this month. Tensions began on November 7, after members of an armed group allegedly raped a woman, who reportedly belonged to the Kuki community, and set her on fire in the state's Jirabam district. 4 days later, a police station and a relief camp housing Maitiyai refugees in the area was attacked. The majority community blamed Kuki groups for the assault. Police on the same day shot dead 10 armed men in what they said was a shootout, also known as an encounter in India. Police alleged that the men were suspected Kuki militants, but Kuki organizations deny this and claim that the individuals were village volunteers, or armed civilians protecting the community. Following the attack on the relief camp, six inhabitants, a grandmother, her two daughters and three grandchildren, went missing. Maitiyai groups alleged that they were abducted by armed Kuki men. On Friday, police reportedly recovered six bodies, and though they have not confirmed their identities, rumors spread that they were the same Maitiyai family, setting off a wave of violent protests. Protesters and civil society groups are demanding that authorities put an end to the atrocities and take strong action against the armed groups operating in the state. In the wake of the unrest, the federal government has rushed top security officials to Manipur. Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a high-level security meeting on the situation on Sunday, but the state remains on edge. Clashes between the Kukis and Maitiyas erupted in May last year. They were sparked by Kuki protests against demands from Maitiyas to be given official tribal status, which would make them eligible for affirmative action and other benefits. Since then, the state has witnessed months of violence and unrest, with only sporadic moments of calm. Today, Manipur is divided into two camps, with Maitiyas inhabiting the Imphal Valley and Kukis living in the surrounding hill areas. Borders and buffer zones guarded by security forces separate the two regions. Follow BBC News India on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook, India.